job for AC by Luke Ryder.
Oh, 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 oh. It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by Luke Ryder, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Eddy cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLukeRyder.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryder.
License number 84417.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a riding mower upgrade? If so, drop by CTE and check out Hustler Zero Turn Mowers. For 2017, Hustler continues to improve almost everything. Engines, cutting decks, tires, seats, fewer replacement parts, and the list goes on. But even with all these upgrades, Hustler has lowered the price on most models while maintaining the best warranty in the industry and offering 0% interest financing for 48 months.
We interrupt this message to bring you this special offer. You can now get up to $500 off select Hustler mowers at CTE through July 5th. Hurry in and save.
Hustler makes over 50 different models, and one of them is perfect for you. So come to CTE, take a test drive, or arrange for a demo on your property, and you'll see why Hustler, although building ZTRs for over 50 years, has recently become one of America's most popular brands. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
This July, make it a jolly holiday with the Alabama Shakespeare Festival's Mary Poppins. This million-dollar production of the Broadway blockbuster features incredible sets, beautiful costumes, and that magical nanny who will fly over your head and into your hearts, leaving you and your family spellbound. Your summer just won't be complete without a trip to ASF. Tickets are going fast. Get yours at asf.net today.
Your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
It's time for John Stamos' Spectacular Life Tips, brought to you by Spectrum. Tip number 48.
Stuff doesn't make you happy, but it's hard to remember what makes you sad when you're surrounded by spectacular stuff. So surround yourself with lots and lots of spectacular stuff, like Spectrum TV, internet, and voice.
Start living the spectacular life with Spectrum. Get Spectrum TV with stunning HD, plus thousands of titles free on demand. Just $29.99 a month. Call 844-677-2999. Then, enjoy enough speed for all your devices with 60 megabit Spectrum internet. With no data caps and a free modem, just $29.99 a month. And get unlimited nationwide calling, plus unlimited calling to Canada, Mexico, and more with Spectrum Voice. Don't wait. Get Spectrum TV, internet, and voice for just $29.99 a month each when bundled, with no contracts and our 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 844-677-2999.
Get Spectrum and be spectacular, like me.
Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Live like a pro at Classic Buick GMC Cadillac. A 2017 GMC Acadia Denali MSRP $50,865. Now Sonic priced at $42,991. Or lease for 36 months. 10,000 miles per year. $499 due at signing. $499 per month with approved credit. At GMC, we are professional grade. Stock number HZ302933. All incentives assigned to dealer. Tax, title, and dealer fees. Extra must mention offer and take delivery by 6/30/17. See dealer for details. Classic Buick GMC Cadillac. 833 Eastern Boulevard. See the entire inventory online at ClassicGMCBuick.com. Montgomery.com, a premier Sonic automotive dealership.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
A flash flood watch is in effect. Watch out for ponding on the roadways. This is rain from Tropical Storm Cindy. Periods of rain continue tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. Some thunderstorms possible at times too. Locally heavy downpours from time to time. Low tonight in the low 70s. High tomorrow, probably in the middle 80s. Then the storms thin out a little bit on Friday. About a 30 to 40% chance. Partly sunny skies, high in the upper 80s. Download our new weather app. Stay on top of this tropical weather. It has radar, future radar, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Digital Rain Gauge Boy, second class, Greg Widell reporting in, boss. And you and I had matching rain totals on our digital rain gauges since Cindy started sending moisture. 1.31 inches as of about 2 p.m.
Great.
Thanks, boss, because I aims to play.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Barbie, your boyfriend has a new look.
It's Ken with a man bun.
In fact, Barbie has 15 new guys to choose from, including employed millennial and unemployed millennial.
But they both dress the same way.
Man bun Ken. Just pull his strings.
Cool dream house, Barbie. Mind if I stay over a few nights while I'm looking for my next gig?
Man bun Ken. Soul Cycle, yoga mat, and overpowering body spray sold separately.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. In just minutes, we'll find out who our next Baumhauer's Big Shot's going to be. I'm your gracious host, Greg Minow. Mike Tomlin, like sidekick.
Joey.
He's here, too.
And here they are.
Trevor, please clap.
I was telling young
Joey
that
mm-hmm.
last night was a really great night. And yeah. What a shame that, I don't know if you're aware of this, but today is World Day, as in the big...
Oh!
Oh, wow.
And I remember, well, back in, you know, before we had all this PC crap and you could talk about whatever you wanted to around an office without worrying about getting called into HHR and then getting screamed at by the boss. Because you said something flattering about somebody's boobs or something stupid.
Bouncing.
You can talk about, you know, wow, what a night I had last night. And then, you know, it was... Burr, 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 burr. And now...
Is the
last night was a great night, man.
But you're not talking about that.
No. Not that.
No, no. Watching Karen Handel completely crush Pajama Boy Ken Assoff in that Georgia 6 race. They're 5-0 now. And the excuses, oh my goodness, Timmy. The excuses are beyond pathetic. Before I came in, I posted the latest. They're all over the internet, but I posted a few on Facebook. I've been celebrating this on Facebook last night and today. Rachel Maddow said, it was bad weather! It was bad weather! Because it doesn't rain on Republicans, you stupid bitch. Give Sean Hannity his hair... Give Sean Hannity his hair back. It's just... Bush did it. The rain is racist. Let's see what else. There's some great... What a sick group. She's brain dead. Snowflakes melt when they get wet, and they have to blame something, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, excessive rainfall due to climate change. Yep, yeah, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's just one thing after another. It didn't rain on the Republicans going to vote yesterday because the rain is racist, too. Assuming that... who knows? This is just like, pardon me for, you know, rolling around in the aftermath of this, but it just feels so good. It feels so good. First of all, when it comes to fake news, number one on the list are polls. We saw this in November, and we really saw it last night because they're in on the fix, too. They are. They were predicting Pajama Boy would win by Pajama Boy 2, the sequel, because he looks just like him. It's uncanny. Remember Pajama Boy? Have hot cocoa and talk about health care. Then go in the bathroom and spank it. While you're daydreaming about your favorite. Remember him? I got a picture.
Oh, yes, I remember Pajama Boy. All right.
Yeah. In fact, I know who it was. You know who's going to be joining us tonight? The Legal Eagle, a local heartthrob.
Yeah. Nice.
At Baumhauer's after the show. We've only had an inch and a half rain since the tropical effects of Karen started moving in, so this is not a washout. It's not dangerous. Just annoying. It's not good for your hair, as evidenced by mine.
And mine.
So what ends up, and it was fun watching, I must admit the New York Times does have a pretty good and honest... And they finally had to admit, that this Russian thing is all crap. In the New York Times, one of the writers said, you know, this really doesn't seem to be anything here.
Oh, David Brooks, right.
Yes. But above and beyond that, watching their needle, it just kept continuously going into the red for Karen Handel, who, by the way, isn't the greatest candidate. You know, Ossoff had... I was shocked to see the number of celebrities that went to Georgia. Alyssa Milano, I'll drive you for early voting, and one after the other. And millions of dollars from California. How about Californians interfering with an election? Sent in to buy this guy tons of TV time, and he still couldn't win. He outspent her by 4-1 and still lost. The polls, they were predicting anywhere from a point to plus six for him right up to the election. And she wins by 5 or 6, whatever it was. And the Democrats are blaming anybody and everything except their policies. I'm going to play a little clip here for you.
Okay.
This is 2 minutes. You know, we're always the ones that are accused of being violent and blah, blah, blah. And phobic this and phobic that. But here's 2.5 minutes of violent liberals ginning up the rhetoric so they can, you know, push this country into a complete state of conflict.
We can't just do rallies. We have to fight back. There will be casualties on both sides. There will be, because people have to die to make a change in this world.
I want you to argue with them and get in their face.
Rectum.
The press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
What we've got to do is fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets, fight online, fight at the ballot box. And now there's the momentum to be able to do this.
Well, Trey Gowdy ought to have his ass kicked.
Oh, I had a dream the other night about that I was playing golf with Donald Trump, and I was standing beside him with a club in my hand, and I was, you know, considering my options when I suddenly woke up. You know, it was one of those dreams where you want to just get back to sleep so you can finish it.
And I might just kill ISIS with the same ice pick that I murdered Donald Trump in the same night with.
Yeah, he's a bully and he's a bitch and he can suck my f***ing and I'll meet him in a hotel room any other f***ing day of the week and give him a Louisville slugger.
If I catch you, I'm going to kill you, bitch. I want you to know, these guns are real, bitch. It's real. Your daughter, your wife, and you are dead, bitch.
And it has been people, individuals, who have banded together, ordinary people, who simply saw what needed to be done and came together and supported those ideals, who have made the difference. They've marched. They've bled. Yes, some of them have died. This is hard. Every good thing is. We have done this before. We can do this again.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Terrorist. There's just a little sample for you. How about this screen capture? This got memed all over the internet. It's the panelists on CNN. Look at those faces. Let me see if I can describe them as they realize that Karen Handel's going to win handily in that election last night. The guy on the left, that's him. The chick next to him, nice lady-like fart. The guy next to her, yeah, I think he popped a wet one. And then the chick in the far end who looks like she's just seen her first wiener. Really? Look at the look on her face. Like, is that what a naked man looks? Oh, my God. Had some fun with that. 61 shares off the Facebook page, which is pretty good these days. And a lot of comments. Oh, it's the Russians. Of course, it's the Russians. Laughing my ass off. Oh, everybody's celebrating. And this... Oh, there's Pajama Boy. Thank you, Scott Freer. It's just... this is what we're celebrating tonight at Baumhauer's. We're going to toast us. Now, it wasn't just celebrating a victory last night. And overcoming enormous financial disadvantages. There's Harry Truman. Ossoff defeats Anna. That's great. Thank you, Melvin Farmer. Which is not your real name, but I'm not going to break your anonymity. There's Rich Thomas's weather video. There's a story here about an Alabama Muslim arrested on terrorism charges. That was all over the news, wasn't it? That got a lot of shares off the page, too. However, before we get too excited, when the victory was known last night, I posted from truthfeed.com, Ossoff's nightmare.
Hmm.
Congrats, Dems. You spent $50 million to get your ass kicked in Georgia. You outspent, mishandled, 4-1 and lost. You lost in South Carolina tonight, too. Now, Republicans, quit the pud-whacking and get something done like you promised. This is where I'm really going to be interested to see how this resonates. It's like, I think a lot of the weak-kneed, limp-wristed, lame-ass Republicans were standing around last night waiting to see how this came out. Because if he won, that would give them an excuse to back away from Trump. Now I think it's time for them to at least show a spirit of cooperation. Because Trump will cut a deal to get some of this agenda done. But it's time that you, not the Democrats, forget them. They're a waste of time. They're a bunch of screaming, bedwetting a-holes. You're never going to get anywhere with these people. They're insane. But now it's time for you to get real and live up to 7 years of promises. I'm talking about you, Martha Roby, and the clown next door, and Five, and everybody else. Let's get going. Enough of the posturing and this and that. We want our taxes cut. We want the government out of our lives. And it would be nice if some of you occasionally applauded some of the things Trump is actually doing, even if it's something relatively insignificant, like taking away those luxury health club memberships from those EPA jerkpots in New Mexico. They've got an exercise club in their building, but Obama treated them to these extravagant memberships for what? What does that have to do with finding out whether there's poop in the air? It's unbelievable how out of control and crazy all of this has gotten. So there, that's my statement. And now, it's time to find out who our next Baumhauer's Big Shot's going to be.
Joey.
Ready to do the drawing?
Mm-hmm.
I like this song, Benny. It reminds me of my dad. By the way, later on this afternoon, Brad McDonald, Rich Thomas will join us live at 4:05 to talk about how much more of this rain we can expect. And then...
Wait, is there poop in the air?
Well, I was... I can't say, you know, the word I really wanted to use.
I was wondering, like, are people farting too much? Or what you meant, literal poop.
Is that over? Is that done now? Is there any tail left on that? Okay, so once again, I'm going to pull a chip out. The name that corresponds to the number is going to become our next Baumhauer's Big Shot and take five of their nearest and dearest friends. It's a bunch of them in downtown around the boulevard.
So excited.
20.
Bill.
Bill.
Congratulations. You won.
Yay. Nicely done, Bill.
Bill?
Yeah.
Do we have a last initial? We got a lot of Bills.
I have his birthday.
Oh, okay. So
Bill. I can confirm which Bill. But he must have called yesterday. He's one of the last ones in.
Okay.
So, Bill, give us a call.
You are going to take five friends to lunch at Baumhauer's downtown around the boulevard. Make you feel like a big shot. Act like, you know. We know we don't have to lecture our listeners on this kind of stuff. You'd be a big shot with grace and dignity and tip the waitresses and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So, Bill, 2729228 if you registered. So, I want to play. I got a Mark Dice clip here on. I heard this addressed briefly at the end of the Dan Morris show. Fat shaming.
Oh, good God.
Let me just say something. The most successful weight loss I ever accomplished in my life was when somebody said, you know, you're looking a little pork eye in there, Boodle. It was somebody whose opinion I respected, and that, instead of collapsing into a state of shame and tears and wringing my hands, I said, you know what, I better do something about this. So I did, and I lost like 40 or 50 pounds. In a very short period of time. Of course, I was also at an age when I still had a metabolism, but still. So sometimes, it's just like, if I wasn't shamed into getting sober, I'd probably be dead. Who said, you're an idiot, you're throwing away your life. What are you doing? What's wrong with you? So in certain instances, you know, this whole shame, just this ongoing thing, we got to protect everybody's feelings from anything that could be misconstrued as mean. If you know somebody that's going through a divorce, or if you're a man who thinks divorce is a possibility, that was the situation for me last time, and I was already sad that just couldn't catch a break. You know, I went through a long period of my life where almost everything I did worked out my way. And then I went through a phase where everything I touched turned to crap. And it was, and then I'm on the air doing a show when I got served with papers. In fact, I had to go off the air because there was a restraining order from discussing it, and I was in no position to continue at that moment. But it was a real gut punch, even when I suspected it was inevitable. It's a very jarring, very emotionally stirring time. That is when you should call Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law, and turn over the battle to them at 819-4810. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson will give you the best representation possible. These are two women. They're going to be on the air with us again soon. We're going to discuss a wide array of, you know, relationship scenarios and so forth. They really know their stuff, and they specialize in making men matter in matters of divorce, where it's not about a win. It's about getting every single second of time you're entitled to with your kids and your legally justified share of whatever mutual assets you've accumulated. And let them listen, you know, deal with the other side and their attorneys, because everything, trust me, even under the best of circumstances, everything is on the table in a divorce, period. There's no getting around it. Now, you may know somebody who is suffering in a divorce situation. Perhaps they don't even have representation yet. You may suggest that they call Dana and Jacqueline at 819-4810, or at least direct them to the website, divorceformenalabama.com, and specifically to the testimonials, because there's so much more involved here than the law. It's your life. It's how you feel. It's how you view yourself. And it's important that you get the best support possible going through it. That's Delk and Tomlinson, Making Men Matter, 819-4810, divorceformenalabama.com. I understand that we have on the phone Bill, our big shot winner.
Yes.
You,
hey,
Bill.
What's up?
How you doing?
Doing good.
Well,
doing better now.
You are our newest big shot, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
And you can start making calls, lining up friends to take to lunch at Baumhauer's downtown or to the Boulevard where Don Parker and his incredible... Is it Karame? Is that her name? How it's pronounced? The waitress?
I believe so.
She is so amazing. They're all great. Don't get me wrong. But she kind of works with our group every Wednesday night, and she is just phenomenal.
Awesome. Well, I've never been to the one downtown. I've been to the one with bypass, but it was great.
On a day like this, it's a great option because you can park underground and not get it wet, and it's free.
So, you may have to do that.
And that's a 201 Union in the RSA building there, and they've got 38 flat-screen TVs and, you know, again, the same high standard of service and same great food. Either way, congratulations, Bill. And see, you probably called thinking, I'm not going to win that.
Yeah.
And then you did.
There you go. Well, y'all love the show. Y'all do a great job. Been listening to y'all since y'all first came on.
Appreciate that very much.
And come pick it up between 8 and 5, Monday through Thursday.
Do we have all this info?
Yes.
All right, Bill, way to go, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
And now we start registering again for the next drawing, which will be a week. I have to have a talk with the traffic dungeon. Remember a couple of weeks ago I made some off and then felt bad about it all day?
Oh, yes, you did engage in fat shaming.
I thought we had moved away from that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just an innocent little...
No, you need to be shamed for engaging in fat shaming.
That'll work. All right, it is 3:28. Let's take a look before we take the bottom of the hour break and check traffic. That is, if our traffic director can gather his emotions and go on the air and actually do a report without breaking down over something I did 2 weeks ago. Come on, Rick. Buck up, buddy. I know he's kidding. Rick Walker is a frequent member of our Wednesday night after parties, and I mentioned Legal Eagle local heartthrob Chad. We need to celebrate tonight.
Woohoo!
What happens now, though, the Democrats have made themselves totally irrelevant. They have no clue what matters to the people in the middle. They just don't.
They don't.
You said that with such authority, I'm not even going to question why you believe that so devoutly.
Don't question it.
Anyway, we've got something to celebrate, but now the onus, which is not a body part.
The onus.
That can become stiff.
Yes.
Is on the Republicans to start getting something done. Quit being the biggest bunch of pussies I've ever heard of. We're just going to kind of wait and keep our fingers wet and see which way the wind blows. Well, it blew in your direction last night. So instead of letting the wind whistle up your rectum, get something done.
Is that where the onus is?
Right inside. Butch?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
I'm just calling in to rest her again and get a shower here.
Well, you're number one, Butch.
All right.
Let's hear it for Butch.
Please clap.
Yeah.
There you go. Got you. Only time I've ever been number one anything.
Number one did win 1 week,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken, and number two won 1 week. So, yeah, just re-register. It takes 2 seconds to call us.
And what's your month and date of birth again?
10/26.
All right.
And I'll see y'all at Baumhauer's after a while.
All right, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Trucker Chad.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey. I'm better today. Usually I'm like,
But yeah, today, Greg is happy and it's scaring me.
Hey, I can tell he's got a little pep in his voice.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be number two. Bo Holt, he won at number two.
All right.
Number two, I feel like a Democrat. No, I'm just kidding.
Trucker Chad, you are number two. What's your month and date of birth?
8/19.
All right. Are you on the road right now?
No, I'm actually home spending time with the kids, buddy.
Good for you,
man. Awesome.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Y'all put on your floaties and enjoy the tropical storm. Well, thank you for taking my call. We'll holler at you later.
All righty. And Rick Thomas will join us right after 4 o'clock, about 4:05. With a full update on Sydney. Now, looking at the Live in Fear Doppler, the screen is pretty much filled with green and gold all the way down to the Gulf. So, as Rich correctly predicted, We're on the wet side of the center of circulation of Cindy, and fortunately, it's just a lot of relentless rain, and you can expect more of that as we go into the day. Mind if I stop by Jack Ingram real quick here, Joey?
Oh, let's do it.
I feel like I'm checking in on the family here, you know?
Right, right.
Especially since we are privileged to represent those vehicles priced under 10. And it's an interesting selection because you have a great variety of sedans priced between $6,300 and $7,400. These cars have three things in common, you've heard me tell you. Bodies that are in great condition. No shaming driving one of these cars.
Ain't no body like your body, baby.
Interiors that look clean and pristine and new, fresh. And engines. You know, David Ingram, I'll tell you, he's a great guy, great personality. But when he talks about what they do to certify these cars for this category, he gets real serious. And the mechanics are literally charged with the task of finding something wrong so they can send it to auction. And if they don't, and they can certify that this car is ready to be a dependable deliverer of happy driving miles, then it goes into this category. It works just like that. Now, they have a phenomenal selection of cars priced close to 10. But if you're looking, if your budget is under 10, they can work with you here. Joan Jetta is still there. We've had a lot of cars come and go, but Joan is still there, and we want to find the right home for her. They got a Nissan Rogue, a Honda Accord. These are all dependable machines. Nissan, Chevy, VW, and more. Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com, or get led into Tiptation by visiting Tip Thames and his team at 235 Eastern Boulevard. And here he is. I hope he's not calling it because he's changed his mind. Legal Eagle, local heartthrob, Chad.
What's up, Gregster?
We're going to buy you a drink night. Tonight.
Yeah, what a great night last night, huh?
It was wonderful.
Way, that CNN still shot photo has gone viral.
I know. The memes are hilarious. You know, it's like last night, I watched, as you suggested, that New York Times live meter.
Yeah, they got a great.
It does work. And here I'm thinking, man, just eke out a victory here. You know, half a point, I don't care, just win. And look at the end. The polling, which I believe is also prejudiced, was so far off. Again, she won by what, 6?
I think it ultimately ended up being like 4 after all was said and done. And considering that a week before, two polls had him up by 7.
Yeah.
That tells you all you need to know. Right. She closed strong And I think a lot, you know, I grew up in that district. I grew up in Sandy Springs. Mm-hmm. And I am sure that a lot of people, especially in the northern side of the district in Cobb County and North Fulton County, probably resented the fact that, you know, Ossoff had 7,000 California contributors to his race and had a bunch of Hollywood know-it-alls coming in there trying to, we had Russian interference in one election, but it's okay for Californians to interfere in a local election.
With millions of dollars, I mean, and good. They got nothing for their investment.
I think for the Democrats, it was like $33 million that they put into $33 million in the House. That's $187 per person.
I love it, and they got nothing for it. Good.
Yeah, it's great. But I like the second half of your rant that, you know, now it's time for you guys to do something. You just got some good political cover here, you know, because the Democrats made this a referendum about Trump, and they got it. You know, they got a referendum on him.
You know, Barron did a brilliant open on his show today, and he talked about, you know, would you wait out in the rain because, you know, Mad Cow was blaming the rain to vote for John McCain? And no. But, yeah, if you're a Trump supporter, you would wait out in the rain. And I think what we see, I mean, let's face it, the media has been so horrendous to the guy. We're almost afraid to say, I like him. I want him to have a chance to get his agenda in.
Right, right. I think the polls reflect that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you're getting crappy polling in all of these special elections. You know, they had the Democrats either winning or close to winning. And, you know, like the one in Montana was a runaway even after the guy socked the reporter in the face. I mean, you know.
Yeah, so, body slammed a reporter. And, of course, the media said, well, that's it for him.
And he wins by 8 points.
Uh-huh, yeah. I think that's
you know, and I think a lot of people, folks, Greg, see the complete piling on and unfairness of the media.
Yeah.
And they don't realize it, but there's a lot of people in flyover country. And you know, and we all vote. We don't live in Washington, D.C. We don't get to go to Broadway shows very often, except every once in a while when we get up to New York. You know, but we vote. You know, I haven't missed a vote since Ronald Reagan's second election. And the only reason I missed that one is I was off in school and I forgot to get an absentee ballot. You know, so I don't miss a vote for dog catcher. And there's a lot of folks out there just like that. And we don't say anything. I mean, I say stuff, but most people don't say anything. They're silent. I think I told you this the other day. They keep talking about how energized the Democrats are against Trump and all this. And I said, you have no idea how angry Republicans are at the media. They are more energized than even the Democrats. And that race yesterday proves it.
Yes, it does.
I mean, because I'm going to tell you, there were so many people knocking on doors from out of state. And I think Dan talked about that earlier today. And my sister still lives in the district. She was getting door knocks. She was getting like 9 pieces of campaign mail per day for the last month. And it's just, you know, it's unbelievable. But it's going to be a great little celebration tonight, though. We're definitely going to have a good time.
We'll be there right after the show.
You got to take these victories while you have them. Mm-hmm. And now it's time to get going. And let's encourage everybody. I think Karen Handel will be a good person for Martha to get to know, because she's going to be a good representative, I think. I think they'll both do well getting to know each other. Give a little courage to everyone, right? Yeah. Do the right thing. Do the hard things.
That's what they should get from this is, are you sure now? This is, you know, they were betting everything on this race. We won, so get on with the agenda. Chad, I got to run, bud.
All right, buddy. Take care. Good talk.
And likewise, we'll see you tonight at Baumhauer's. Randall, I need you to hang on through the break here. We're going to check traffic first because the rain has contributed to a bunch of situations. And Rich will join us live with the forecast at 4:05.
Traffic brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Get 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and good for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, 1/4 mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A few things popped up here in the last few minutes. A power pole down on Pinecrest near downtown Prattville. So watch out for that if you happen to be over on the other side of the pond. Mulberry at West 2nd Street. There's a disabled vehicle there. And a fender bender, Madison at Mount Meigs. So keep your eyes open in all those areas. Make sure you give plenty of room for the folks that are working those accidents. Everything else is okay, except everything is just wet. Interstate systems are all clear. Don't see anything on the Boulevard Atlanta Highway, the 31s. Don't see anything on Taylor or Vaughn. Just watch out for that ponding water. And if you're driving around, make sure you have your lights on. The 2017 fall registration at Trenum State Community College is July 11th through the 31st, with classes beginning August 18th. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Trenum State, the college for real careers. Give them a call, 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us today.
1-800-INJURED.
Presentation is made for the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Reach Thomas Weather.
A flash flood watch is in effect. Watch out for ponding on the roadways. This is rain from Tropical Storm Cindy. Periods of rain continue tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. Some thunderstorms possible at times too. Locally heavy downpours from time to time. Low tonight in the low 70s. High tomorrow, probably in the middle 80s. Then the storms thin out a little bit on Friday. About a 30 to 40% chance. Partly sunny skies, high in the upper 80s. Download our new weather app. Stay on top of this tropical weather. It has radar, future radar, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Shop the Carpet Barn's inventory reduction sale. Carpet remnants 50% off and plush carpet now 44 cents a square foot. Save thousands at the Carpet Barn in Montgomery.
Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery are out to sell 200 vehicles during their Drive and Discover sales event. And they just received $500,000 to help them reach this goal. Drive home a new 2017 Dodge Challenger. Lease just $189 per month. How about a new 2017 Grand Cherokee Laredo? Lease just $249 per month. Plus, we want your trade-in, regardless of year, make, or model. Even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Got a bump in your credit? With a job bringing home $350 per week, Brubaker can get almost anyone approved. So what are you waiting for, Montgomery? You owe it to yourself to come in for a test drive today. Remember, all that matters is what you'll pay, and you'll pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or 24-7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified lessees through Chrysler Capital Finance, 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year. Security deposit waived, $29.99 due at inception. All sales plus tax, tag, title, and acquisition fee. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, the application process couldn't be any easier than it is right here at Alabama Home Mortgage. We don't keep bankers' hours here. At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can complete your application 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No appointment necessary. On the go? No problem. We know you're busy. You can start the mortgage process right from the palm of your hand. Apply on your time, not ours, by visiting our Facebook page or website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Click on the Blink link to get started today. After all, there's no place like home to apply for a loan. If you are ready to apply for a home loan, wait no longer. Apply today at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Or give me, Kim Williams, and my team a call at 567-4223 to get your Alabama home mortgage today. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, my name is Benji with Marguerite's. We are the Diamond Experts. We have 1 carat starting at $24.50, 1.5 at $54.50, 2 carats are starting at $74.50. We are also an exclusive dealer of Fairmark Diamonds. Fairmark Diamonds are the highest quality diamonds that exist. So come see us at Marguerite for all your diamond needs. We have everything that you can imagine. Also have plenty of diamond semi-mounts for you to put the diamonds in. We're located at the Cornerstone Shopping Center at Vaughn and Taylor Road. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6:30. Saturdays, 10 to 5. Just look for the Big M. Come see us.
The windup? Swing and a miss. The bat's gone flying out of his hands.
Some lucky fan's going to have a souvenir.
That's going to leave a mark.
Whoa, I hope that guy's okay.
I can't quite see what's happening.
I'm okay.
Oh, wait.
Yep, he's just pulled out his Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama insurance card.
Don't worry, folks. He's going to be fine.
I guess you could say he's got his bases covered.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. We cover what matters. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You never know when it might happen. When a simple discussion about lunch with a coworker can turn real ugly. Real fast. Do you try to be the peacemaker?
It's just a complete waste of time.
I've had the bacon cheddar fries. Those are good.
I haven't tried them yet.
Have you had the Cajun corn on the cob?
I have not.
Have you had the potatoes?
I have not.
And when the bomb goes off, what do you do? What do you do?
Have you had the corn nuggets? Yes, because you stole mine.
Yeah, it is, because it hits me.
I hate you.
Oh, Lordy.
Brought to you by the Council for Running Away When the Hits the Fan. No broadcasters were injured during the production of this public service announcement.
When the what?
Just the is gonna hit the fan.
All right, Randall has waited so patiently to speak with us. Randall, good afternoon.
How y'all doing, fella?
Yeah,
I shouldn't even ask that question. That was stupid of me. I enjoyed every post you had early this morning, brother. I enjoyed your post. I mean, I enjoy them every day, but I really did this morning.
I was trying, Randall, to not be obnoxious and rub it in, but guess what?
Well, Greg, your posts were so exhilarating that Randall even messaged me early this morning. Going, Joey, it's going to be a hell of a show this afternoon.
I did hear on the earlier show, Mr. Dan and Mr. Joy, somebody mentioned your dome got broke through here lately, your weather dome over Montgomery. I hadn't heard nobody else sling that word around but Mr. Greg.
Montgomery bubble?
The bubble, yes, sir. She said it looked like it got broke through and got stuck under him. I said, yeah, I guess so. And a general question before I get to what I read, I call. On the polls, you know, you talk about the polls being back and forth. Because I've not been around long enough, how do people usually generally, what would be the reason they would lie about the polls? Is it people want to be on a winning team? Or are they trying? I mean, because it would seem to me.
There's two theories here. Number one. when you look at how Trump has been treated by the media and his voters, his supporters have been dehumanized by the media and the late night comics and everything else, they're going to be very reluctant to express that support to anybody they don't know. So I think in part that may have explained why the polling is off. But the conspiracy theorist in me tells me that these companies, what was the one? Gallup. We found out that Gallup, you know, which had shown Obama getting his ass kicked midway through the first term, suddenly got sued by Eric Holder's Justice Department for not completing a project they were paying. I thought, wait a minute. Why is Gallup doing anything for the government? Don't call political races when you're in bed with contracts with the government, regardless of the administration. And I now have suspicions that the polls are corrupted to some extent. Who knows what kind of money may have been funneled in to say, hey, could you tilt it this way a little bit? Let's discourage some of these, you know, Republicans.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it hasn't worked. I'm open to any thought on that, but I think part of it is because we've just, you know, what are you, the village idiot? Remember, you voted for Trump. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. But mainly I called because I know after the day we probably won't hear much more about Jack from Georgia. And this morning, Barron had said, I cannot find, I hope that maybe Joy maybe knows exactly what I'm talking about, but he played a commercial, or he didn't, but I heard a commercial, you know, I did find a commercial of him, you know, or ads of him talking before last night. And then after last night, him giving his failed speech or whatever, he tried to mimic Obama, and I was in the floor. I mean, he tried to talk just like him. And I had been in the floor rolling since I heard that this morning that Barron played. And, man, I didn't know if you could do it one time on the way out maybe this evening just to check it out. I mean, it is hilarious, especially after you go back and listen to him regular talk. And then his speech last night, it's like they was training him to get ready to for the win, and he just couldn't get out of it. He still talked just like trying. I mean, he had to close your eyes on radio, but it sounds too much like him. I mean, it was playing, and they've been teaching that man this, I guess, for
Joe,
a month.
Can you find me that clip? I did see his puss on some, giving some benign, you know, well, we did that, you know, you accomplished nothing last night. You didn't win anything. There was nothing in your loss to be hopeful about. So, you know, quit macerating your strawberries in public. That's what I said. Randall, I got to run. Thanks.
I guess this was the concession speech, or
I don't know if it was that or if it was something he said in an interview with the media. But let me just do this real quick. I couldn't help last night, and believe me, there was no way I was going to fall asleep until I knew which way this race was going to go. And if it went the wrong way, I was going to need medication. But it reminded me of this.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown. I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
But the likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States.
True.
Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump. At least I will go down as a president.
You suck, Jagoff.
They said basically this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of forecasts you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38 in a four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. But come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. That's the NFL projection. Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting, complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
So take your hate, take your negativity, and shove it as far up your ass as you can, and give it a twist at the end just for that extra thrill, you hate-filled sons of bitches!
Happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's toast that victory tonight.
Toast it!
That was, you know, all of that arrogance, that smugness, and the jokes, and all the rest of it. You're the joke. You're the joke. And you're not funny. Just scared Miss Ellen right off the phone, too. Did I spit on myself?
Yes. There is something on your chin.
Something on my chin?
Not that.
No.
I'm going to play this Mark Dice clip on fat shaming here. That I just love listening to that. And we had the pleasure of playing that up to the point where she appears on it when Ann Coulter was on the morning show a few months back. When she was on Bill Maher and made that statement, Donald Trump, and everybody laughed. That's what liberals do. They love to laugh. They got such a great effing sense of humor. But they take themselves so seriously.
Mm.
Loved it. Just loved it. You know, when it's wet like this, you could take a look at your little mange to weenies, and they get a little gubbed up when it's like this. Could be time for grooming. But here's the thing with grooming, and this is why I want you to consider and remember this name, Gypsy Poodle. You take them and drop them off, and you know how they look at you. You got to go to work. You got to work all day. So they're going to be in a strange place all day. They're going to, you know, a lot of dogs are not real happy with the whole grooming process to begin with. And then after they endure that, they've got to stay in a strange place all day until you come by after 4 or 5 o'clock after work and pick them up. And you know that whole day you're thinking about them and you're feeling bad about it. Well, stop. Gypsy Poodle Mobile Pet Grooming. And young Elizabeth, an entrepreneur who does a phenomenal job, but has a full service salon built into a nice, it's a cute little trailer. And it's attached to her truck, and she pulls up in front of your house or into your driveway. And you bring the dogs out. She is so good with them. So good with them. Gets them beautifully groomed. Gives them back to you. No drama. No trauma. And you're done. So I recommend, if you're tired of the emotional strain and stress and all of that, and you want a 5-star outcome, give her a call, 850-4395, for Elizabeth and Gypsy Poodle Mobile Pet Grooming. She is sensational. I wouldn't trust my Manchuiniums to anybody else. We're closing in on 4 o'clock. Rich Thomas is going to join us live to talk about Cindy and what we may expect over the next 24 hours. But Baumhauer's After the Show tonight is on, and we are celebrating, kicking some ass off.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Baron Coleman for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. June is the 5th year anniversary for 4 Healthy Pets, and they want to let everyone know how much they appreciate you supporting 4 Healthy Pets for the last 5 years. Thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets has trade show products arriving daily, so look for great new treats, toys, and supplements from their little adventure. The treat of the month, the new Darford Zero G oven-baked all-natural treat. It's rich in protein, low glycemic index for diabetic dogs, zero grains, zero gluten, zero GMOs. They have chicken, duck, lamb, and salmon flavors at 4 Healthy Pets. Right now, they have a limited quantity of locally made cat scratchers and window seats. You're going to want to check those out. You can visit 4 Healthy Pets online, 4healthypetsonline.com, 4healthypetsonline.com, or visit them in person just up the hill from Faulkner University on the left-hand side in the Healthwise Foods Shopping Center where the old Skate Haven was. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets. Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at Mattress Firm, and it is Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale. Mattress Firm is kicking off the summer with daily deals, everything from free pillows to 50% off mattress brands you love. Visit one of the three locations right here in the River Region today to see what the daily deal is today. And with over 15 queen sets under $999.99, there's something for everyone. And Serta mattresses at Mattress Firm from just $399.99. And it's all about that base. An adjustable base is perfect for binge watching your favorite show or reading a good book. Right now, you can get a free adjustable base with select purchases at Mattress Firm. So shop early and don't miss their best financing offer, 0% APR for 6 years. Come in today. Take advantage of that free financing. You can start sleeping happy for as little as $15 per month. Call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms, subject to credit approval. Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Now, I know Christmas is months away, but the folks at AC by Luke Choir have been exceptionally good this year. So, I had a few extra goodies to drop off to them. And now, they want to pass them along to you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also, get 0% financing with approved credit. Get all the details on Christmas in July at acbyluchoir.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier and AC by Luke Choir and feel like it's Christmas early. A free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with a purchase of select new carrier systems. That's acbyluchoir.com. Let's go, Rudolph. Next stop is the dry cleaners for this suit. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Experience the new Buick at Classic Buick GMC Cadillac, a 2017 Buick Envision Essence, MSRP $38,845.